Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Venetia Lee with Victory House of Prayer International Ministries on Victory House of Prayer Radio broadcast. Hello. I hope everyone is doing great out there in Radio Land. We're so happy to talk to you and to be with you today on February of 2018. It is also called the Black History Month, and we want to recognize Black History Month and people that has gone before us and who are now, and we all are advocates and trying to make life better for each other and live life with a life of love. And Jesus is about love. However, we are also for people who have been downtrodden and oppressed for no reason at all but by just being alive, I guess. I don't know. But we're praying for everybody, and we're thanking God for another day's journey. And we just want to just thank God for the people that, like Rosa Parks, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and all of those who stepped out in faith and made the United States and the world a better place in which to live, okay? So happy and grateful Black History Month and Black History forever, because history is something that goes on and on. Okay. Now let's get into the word today, and let's, if you have your Bibles, grab them. We'll be reading out of the King James Version, and again, I'm Venetia Lee with Victory House of Prayer International Ministry on Victory House of Prayer Radio Broadcast, and let's get your Bibles and read from Romans chapter 4, and starting at verse 13. For the promise that he should be heir, we're talking about of the world, was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law. We're talking about Abraham was going to be an heir of all the promises in the Holy Bible. And it wasn't given to him through the law, because it was given to him before the law even existed, but through the righteousness of faith. And you know that the reason that Jesus was talking to Abraham about this is because Adam, the first Adam, had sinned in the Garden of Eden, and he needed someone to be righteous and carry out the plan. And Abraham was willing and obedient. Verse 14, for if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect. Verse 15, because the law worketh wrath, for where no law is, there is no transgression. Verse 16, therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed. Now, we're the seed of Abraham. If you're a born-again Christian, there was literally the seed of Abraham, his children. He's Hebrew, he's Jewish. So his seed was blessed because of what the promise that God made with him and made a covenant with him. And so, therefore, he said, he literally told him, I'm going to bless your seed and make nations out of you, in which God is not a man that he should lie. So he held true to that oath and that promise he made with Abraham. But God had a plan to get everybody in on it, and that's how Jesus came in, through the lineage of the seed. But then he grafted us in, and we all, you know, the Gentiles are also a part of this lineage, if you believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that he went to hell and got back the keys to the kingdom of God, and now he sits on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. He died, and then he arose, and now he lives. Okay, so let's, therefore, verse 16, therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace. You know, grace is what we have now, but we're talking about back then is they didn't have grace because Jesus hadn't come and died and arose. Might be that grace to the end, the promise might be sure, but it was a promise to all the seed. And God keeps his promises, not to that which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. 17, as it is written, and you know Jesus used to walk into, as it is written, and that's what we're supposed to do, as it is written. We don't have to add, we don't have to take away, we just read it as it is written. I have made thee. He's telling him, I'm making you. Abraham, I have made you. Now, he didn't say, I'm going to make you. He said, I have. I mean, he's already done it. I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed. So Abraham believed him. You know, when you talk to God and you don't believe him, it's kind of hard because God is more righteous than anybody you can ever talk to. So he believed even God, who quicketh the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. So he quicketh the dead and calleth those things that be not as though they were. He makes things alive. You know, there's a lot of walking dead walking around, because if your spirit is dead, you don't have any life. You're just walking around, really. But when you're made alive, when the Holy Spirit indwells within you, and it just makes you alive and joyful and peaceful. Verse 18, who against hope believed in hope. You know, you keep hope alive. You believe in hope, and you, I'm sure all of you out there in radio land are hoping for something. I am hoping for something, but it seems like it's all against hope. It don't seem like it's going to happen for us. I'm believing for God. You know, God had called me out of work, and now he's saying I can go back to work, and certainly I need to go back. You know, I got responsibilities like everybody else, and I'm not one to ask for help in a lot of things. I never have been that type, but I noticed that all ministers do, but I'm not one that does that. So I don't mind, because I've done it all my life. It's just the fact that it's a little different for me, that, but that's the way God ordained it, so that people who bless me could get blessed. That wasn't my idea. That's God's idea. So look, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken. Now, you got to speak these things to come into existence. That's how God did it, and so it was according to that which was spoken. So shall thy seed be. So his seed be, even as today. He said, I'm going to make you as numerous as the stars of the sky and the sand seashore, the sand on the seashore. And you know, you can't count those. There's so many. And as of today, there's lots of people around here. There wasn't that many people back then. Okay, because God only started with one man, and then he made a woman, Eve. All of the brought back. That's why I love the Bible, because it's so true. It's truth. In verse 20, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. You know, when God speaks, some of us just won't. I don't know if that's going to be true. I don't know if that's going to be true. I don't know if it's going to work. But not Abraham. He didn't even stagger. He said, and that's why he said he was strong in faith. And being fully, verse 21, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Now, we know God is able to perform whatever he say. So he knew that. Verse 22, and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Verse 23, now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him. Verse 24, but for us also, even us today, to whom it shall be imputed, even the ones who are being born, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. Verse 25, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. And this is, now we're going into chapter 5 of Romans. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 2, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. So, it's a free gift. It was free. So just read over to on chapter 5 of Romans, verse 15. It say, well, let's go up to 13. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. So they had been sinning, but they didn't know they were sinning. You know, all the killings and all the different, all the things they were doing at that time, they didn't know they were wrong. You don't know you're wrong until you get trained and find out you're wrong. And that's why it's so important that we train our kids, our children, our people who don't know, so they can know whether they're wrong. They don't know they're wrong if they don't know. So for until the law of sin was in the world, but sin was not imputed when there's no law. And verse 14, but so the law just showed them when you're wrong. You don't necessarily you know, on the grace now, 14. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. Verse 15, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. So just because Adam sinned, we all was in sin. See, I know you're thinking, I didn't do nothing wrong. Well, you didn't have to. Your great-great-great-great-grandfather did, Adam. And because he did sin, then we all was under sin. But God was had a plan to bring Jesus so we can get saved. But the thing is, you got to ask for that because he's a gentleman. He doesn't make you do it. Like the devil did in the Garden of Eden, he kind of slithered in there and as a snake and lied to the woman. But that man was not deceived. He knew what God had told him, and he just didn't obey. But the second Adam, which we sometimes call him Jesus, he did obey, and that's why we got back into the garden. But not as the offense, so also as the free gift is free. We didn't do nothing to gain the sin. We didn't do anything to get out of sin. Jesus did it for us all. He did it all. He paid it all. So if through the offense of 1 minute be dead, because I told you we were dead in sin and didn't know it, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, has abounded unto many. So the same way that death came on many, this grace comes on many, and it's a free gift, and it's a blessing, and it's a promise from God. And verse 16, and not as it was by that one sin, so is the gift, for the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. So we were condemned, but Jesus turned it around, and now we are justified and righteous. Verse 17, for if by one man offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift. It's a free gift. You think you can't pay for it? Nobody had the goods. No one was worthy enough because we were all in sin. We couldn't do it. I don't care how many good things you did or how many bad things. We all were sinners. But Jesus came back and made us, whoever believed Jesus and asked for it, they get it free. But he's not going to make you do it. But who wouldn't do it? I mean, life is better with him, you know, than without him. Which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. So we reign in life by this one man who is a man. He's God, but he's a man, Jesus Christ. So I pray in the name of Jesus that you all got something out of this Bible meeting today. And with Victory House of Prayer, my name is Venetia Lee. I thank God for being taking this moment to be with you today to teach you the Word of God. And I thank God that something good happens to you. I pray blessings over you and blessings over myself. Now, Hebrews 11 said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So I pray faith, that you have faith and grace and mercy, that believe God for careers and that my career, that it just abound with blessings, my money coming to me, my riches and my wealth and my favor, good friends and family and relationships. We pray this is a relationship month, that you be blessed with great relationships. In Jesus' name we pray, and that all our needs are met. We ride prosperously. We have favor with God and man. Our family has been walking in love. And I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. This is Victory House of Prayer radio broadcast, and we thank you, Lord, for this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I have more in me, but we're tuning out, okay? So have a wonderful, blessed day, and we thank God for you for tuning in. Okay, have a lovely, wonderful, blessed February the 6th, 2018 day. Okay, love you. And stay tuned. We'll be coming back to you soon. Okay, goodbye. Victory House of Prayer International Ministries on Victory House of Prayer radio broadcast, Christian Talk. We love to talk and tell you how good God is. We pray that you have a peaceful Jehovah Shalom day, Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider. Provision has already been seen in abundance because of what Jesus has already done for us. Amen. Have a blessed day. We're blessed and highly favored. Amen. Goodbye. Love you. I'm not sure if we still have some time on here, but let's go to John 10. If we do, if you're still out there, that's great. John 10 says, verse 10 says, the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy, but I am come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. God wants us to have the abundant life. So I pray that all of you in listening in Radio Land that we have the abundant life. Amen. So God, he wants us to have this abundant life. So whatever's been stealing your peace or stealing your things or your joy, or if you have family that you lost, members, mom, spouse, friendships, we pray that you have the abundant life. Glory to God. Because John 10:10 said, I am come that you might have life and that you may have it more abundant life. I thank God that I have abundant life. If you say that with me out there in Radio Land, that you have the abundant life. And if you go on to verse 30, or back up to verse 25, says, Jesus answered them, I told you that you believe not the works that I do in my Father's name. They bear witness of me. But you believe not because you are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. So if you got sheep, you're readily believing in him. My sheep hear my voice, and then I know them, and they follow me. As verse 27, verse 28 say, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. So if, you know, some of us had some family members went to be with the Lord, he said they shall never perish. So they just transition from the body to be present with the Lord. They're not perished. They're still around with Jesus, walking on solid gold land. Hallelujah. Streets paved to go. So we thank God. But I know it's a loss for us being here without them. But praise God, they're okay. Verse 30, I and my Father are one. So Jesus and Father are one, and the Holy Spirit also is one. So he is our comforter. So if you need comfort, I pray now in the name of Jesus that you get comfort by the Holy Ghost into that area where you're most needed. And also, God said we're God's, little g, not the big G. Verse 34, Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law? I said, ye are God's. Well, we made out of him, so you're G-O-D, small g. If he called them gods unto whom the word God came, and the scripture cannot be broken. So that's why I read the scriptures, because they cannot be broken. You don't want something broken trying to live this life. You want something and to be made whole. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because verse 37 said, if I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. Verse 38, but if I do, though you believe not me, believe the works that ye may know that and believe that the Father is in me and I am in him. So Jesus was telling him, if I wasn't doing these works, you don't have to believe me. And let's go over to John chapter 11, verse 26. And when I was talking about, you know, I had a family member to leave a month ago. My mom will be 103 next week on the 15th that she's going to be with the Lord. She's my grandmother's mother, and I just thank God for her. But the word just said right here in verse 26, whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Do you believe this, he said? That's verse chapter 11, John chapter 11, verse 26. He said, whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Yes, Lord, I believe thou this. Verse 25, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me shall he, though he were dead, yet he shall live. So we don't have to worry about those who have gone on this. I know there's some people who left in my family. He said, let me just reread that, verse 25, chapter 11 of John. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. So they still alive. So we don't have to worry about those who have gone to be with the Lord, that God is taking real good care of us and them as well. Amen. But then when you be born again, and I just was reading to call those things that be not, I call them wealth and riches, and just about Abraham, 1 John chapter 12 says this, and verse 24 said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. So once this word goes down, Jesus went in the ground, he came up, and he brought a lot of fruit for us, as well as this word that I'm sowing into your life right now. It goes into your spirit, and then it comes back with much fruit. Amen. So let's go over to John chapter 14. So if you have someone that went on to be with the Lord, let not your heart be troubled, and ye believe in God, believe also in me. That's verse 1. Verse 2, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you into myself, and that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Verse 5, Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou go and how we know the way. And verse 6 says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, I am the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. So this word is truth and it's life. And we can't go be with the Lord unless we come through him. Hallelujah. But if you got anything that you need from the Lord, verse 14 said, if ye ask anything in my name, I would do it. So we ask in Jesus' name for lands, cars, houses, all our needs be met, our provision. God is Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider. Our provision shall be seen. We ask him the joy of the Lord be our strength and for family unity. We pray for our country, United States of America. We pray that our leaders in the land that make right decisions, Lord Jesus. We pray that we have unity in our land and Black History Month, that people learn more about our history, what a strong American people we are, and what so many contributions that we made. In the name of Jesus, we pray that. And look, God also sends the Holy Ghost for, I told you there was Jesus, Father God, now I'm telling you about the Holy Ghost. Verse 15 said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And verse 16, and I would pray the Father, and he would give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, that's the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it sees him not, neither know him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Isn't that wonderful? And drop down to verse 25. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. So he speaks these words spoken to us. That's how come we have to speak them and find joy. Verse 26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I said unto you. Verse 27, so I pray that we have peace as well, Jehovah Shalom. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you will rejoice, because I said I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. So there's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So Father God is greater. He just said that. So we trust you, Lord, that you are bringing in joy and peace. And he also said in chapter 15, verse 1, John chapter 15, verse 1, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that bears fruit, he purges, that it may bring forth much more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. And verse 10 in chapter 15. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. Verse 11, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. So, that is my commandments, verse 12, that you love one another as I have loved you. So, we love everybody out there. We're just speaking about things that may be happening to certain people that have been oppressed, but that doesn't mean we don't love everyone. Verse 13, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. So God calls us friends. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Hallelujah. Henceforth I call you not servants, but for the servant knows not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. That's verse 16. And ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye should ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things, verse 17, I command you that you love one another. So there you go. He wants us to love one another. Even though, you know, we may be going. And let me read John chapter 17, verse 17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. The reason I read the scriptures is because the word is truth. I don't care if there's sickness or disease, lack, insufficiency. When we read the word on the situation, that means the word is the truth. Everything else has to bow its knees to the word of God. Amen? Amen. So I just thank you for listening today. I know this word is helping someone out there. It's helping me even as I read it to you and try to teach it among you and with you, because God has a blessing for us. If you lost, like I said, a parent or a spouse or a friend that's gone on to be with the Lord, God said, don't worry about that. They are alive. And that's, I know you already know that, but when you hear from the word, that helps you. And that's Amos chapter 9, verse 13. Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that soweth seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and the hills shall melt. Verse 14, and I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel, and they shall build the waste cities, inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them. Verse 15, and I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, which I have given them, says the Lord thy God. That's Amos chapter 9. So he said, the plowing is going to overtake the reaper. So we're treading right now. If you know anything about agriculture and how they sow seeds, if you plow and then your harvest is coming while you plowing, that's some good, isn't it? And he also wants us to, Israel, like I said, Abraham, we just talked about Abraham in the beginning of this broadcast. He had a son, Isaac, and a grandson, Jacob. But Jacob's new name is Israel. So that's why he wants us to continue to bless Israel, because that's what he first started out with. So just make certain that you know that. All right. So we just thank God for what he's done for us and what he continues to do for us. And